听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we are a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we are growing all the time.
That sounds interesting.I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages.You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information.If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Can you hand me that pen? This one doesn't work anymore.
I didn't remember to bring an extra one. Here, you can use my pencil, but you need to sharpen it first.
Jenny, I wasn't expecting you at this time. I thought you weren't getting to the party until 7.
Yeah, I didn't have to work overtime tonight. My boss actually let me off. Who could have guessed?
'll attend a lecture on Wednesday. Let's discuss this further at the Friday meeting.
Unfortunately, I'll be leaving for London Thursday afternoon. Maybe we can talk that morning over breakfast.
Sounds great.
Hi, Henry. I heard you've traveled a lot recently.
Yeah, I just came back from Africa.
Well, I really envy you.
You won't if you know how tiring it was. Now I just want to take a break, a long break.
The line is so long here. I don't see any chance for us to get in. Let's go to the restaurant around the corner instead.
But the food here is great. Are you sure you want to make a change?
Yes, I am.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白。 读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Will you plug this in? Oh, wait a second. Let me just look at this message.
You're always looking at messages on your phone. How many messaging apps do you have, David?
4, 5, maybe 6 by now.
If you have an average of 10 people on each of those 6 social networks who send you messages every day, that's at least 60 conversations. Let's say you spend as little as 1 minute on each conversation. That's a whole hour. But you would probably spend 2 or 3 times that much for each person. What a waste of time.
Calm down, Maggie. It's my mother. We're making plans for the weekend. She's one of the 5 people I regularly text. Will you plug this in? Oh, wait a second. Let me just look at this message.
You're always looking at messages on your phone. How many messaging apps do you have, David?
4, 5, maybe 6 by now.
If you have an average of 10 people on each of those 6 social networks who send you messages every day, that's at least 60 conversations. Let's say you spend as little as 1 minute on each conversation. That's a whole hour. But you would probably spend 2 or 3 times that much for each person. What a waste of time.
Calm down, Maggie. It's my mother. We're making plans for the weekend. She's one of the 5 people I regularly text.
Hi, Paul. You look unhappy.
My computer went wrong this morning. And I have to get a paper finished for class on Monday.
You can always go to the library.
The library isn't open on Saturday afternoons and Sundays, and I have to take care of my baby sister this morning.
That's a problem. My family is having friends over this afternoon, so it won't be possible for you to come to my place. I can lend you my computer.
Wow, Sally, that's great.
Hi, Paul. You look unhappy.
My computer went wrong this morning, and I have to get a paper finished for class on Monday.
You can always go to the library.
The library isn't open on Saturday afternoons and Sundays, and I have to take care of my baby sister this morning.
That's a problem. My family is having friends over this afternoon, so it won't be possible for you to come to my place. I can lend you my computer.
Wow, Sally, that's great. Hi, Daisy. Fancy meeting you here.
Hi, Jeff. I'm waiting to check in. Are you flying to London too?
No, I'm here to see Ryan off. He's leaving for Paris to further his education.
Wow, how lucky he is. Paris is such a romantic city. It's also my dream to study in Paris. What will be his major in Paris, if I may ask?
He will study Western art there, and he says that if possible, he also wants to learn modern dancing.
That's great. By the way, when is Ryan's flight?
His plane takes off at 14:15. Oh my dear, it's about to check in. Where is Ryan? Why hasn't he turned up yet? What's happened to him? He's never late.
Don't worry, I think I've seen him. Look, Ryan's coming toward us.
Hi, Daisy. Fancy meeting you here.
Hi, Jeff. I'm waiting to check in. Are you flying to London too?
No, I'm here to see Ryan off. He's leaving for Paris to further his education.
Wow, how lucky he is. Paris is such a romantic city. It's also my dream to study in Paris. What will be his major in Paris, if I may ask?
He will study Western art there, and he says that if possible, he also wants to learn modern dancing.
That's great. By the way, when is Ryan's flight?
His plane takes off at 14:15. Oh my dear, it's about to check in. Where is Ryan? Why hasn't he turned up yet? What's happened to him? He's never late.
Don't worry, I think I've seen him. Look, Ryan's coming toward us. Hello. Welcome to this week's People You Meet. Today, we present to you Mark Leach, an information officer in London.
Hi, everyone. My name's Mark Leach. I'm an information officer at the Britain Business Centre, which is a tourist office for the British Tourist Board in London. Here, we offer a tourist information service to mainly visitors from overseas. And each year, we have about 500,000 people coming to the office.
Wow, that's a large number of people. How do you manage to meet the needs of so many people?
I'm in charge of an information team. The team has about 10 officers who give tourist information directly over the counter to visitors. We speak a total of 13 languages altogether.
That's pretty cool. So what exactly do you do every day?
Well, we act as a one-stop shop for anyone who wants to come in. So it could be that they want a day trip from London, which is a very popular request, and we can offer suggestions of where to go and how to get there. If people want a 2-week tour of Britain, we can plan out exactly where to visit, what roads to take.
So, do you have any suggestions for people coming to Britain?
A good suggestion is to see as much as you can, but try to come back again and again to see different parts of the country, because in that way, you'll really experience it.
Hello. Welcome to this week's People You Meet. Today, we present to you Mark Leach, an information officer in London.
Hi, everyone. My name's Mark Leach. I'm an information officer at the Britain Business Centre, which is a tourist office for the British Tourist Board in London. Here, we offer a tourist information service to mainly visitors from overseas. And each year, we have about 500,000 people coming to the office.
Wow, that's a large number of people. How do you manage to meet the needs of so many people?
I'm in charge of an information team. The team has about 10 officers who give tourist information directly over the counter to visitors. We speak a total of 13 languages altogether.
That's pretty cool. So what exactly do you do every day?
Well, we act as a one-stop shop for anyone who wants to come in. So it could be that they want a day trip from London, which is a very popular request, and we can offer suggestions of where to go and how to get there. If people want a 2-week tour of Britain, we can plan out exactly where to visit, what roads to take.
So, do you have any suggestions for people coming to Britain?
A good suggestion is to see as much as you can, but try to come back again and again to see different parts of the country, because in that way, you'll really experience it. Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to be here to give a speech. Many people asked me about my career plan after graduation. Now I'll share it with you in detail. I made up my mind to be a journalist when I visited the top news agency in our country last year. I chose it as my career based on the following two reasons. First, it is a job that can get me exposed to new things every day, and thus keep me energetic all the time. Since I really hate to follow the same routine every day. Second, working as a journalist can help me realize my childhood dream of being a hero by spreading justice. To achieve this goal, I plan to apply for a communication university, whose major, journalism, has been ranked the first for many years across the whole country. After getting my bachelor's degree in journalism, I will continue my study in this field to better fit my future post. That is all about my career plan. What do you think of it? Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to be here to give a speech. Many people asked me about my career plan after graduation. Now I'll share it with you in detail. I made up my mind to be a journalist when I visited the top news agency in our country last year. I chose it as my career based on the following two reasons. First, it is a job that can get me exposed to new things every day, and thus keep me energetic all the time. Since I really hate to follow the same routine every day. Second, working as a journalist can help me realize my childhood dream of being a hero by spreading justice. To achieve this goal, I plan to apply for a communication university, whose major, journalism, has been ranked the first for many years across the whole country. After getting my bachelor's degree in journalism, I will continue my study in this field to better fit my future post. That is all about my career plan. What do you think of it?
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。